This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Well, it's time for another edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here with a latest look at productions from professional theater companies all around the state. Let's start with a world premiere at the Matrix Theater in Detroit. What's going on there?
Well, they have a, as you say, a world premiere. It's a play called The Big Red Button. And this is a new play by author Michael Perry Jr., who's an actor, writer, and director. He's originally from Baltimore. He works primarily in New York. And this play is interestingly inspired by a song, The Temptation of Adam by Josh Ritter. And it's a comedy about two people who have very different personalities. And they're learning to connect as they sit in an underground bunker awaiting instructions about the final missile during World War III. So it's a bit timely, given the state of tensions, I'd say, between U.S. and North Korea. I think he probably was working on the play before those escalated. But I'd say the timing is pretty on the nose. I spoke with the director of this play, Luna Alexander, this week about this new play and why she was attracted to the project.
I think that the script offers us a lovely little opportunity to kind of chuckle at the differences between two people of opposite genders, especially when they're in an enclosed space. But at the end of the day, this is a play about human empathy, right, and personal responsibility. So if we were faced with a situation where you or I might have to, you know, hit a blinking red button or swipe something on a screen that might potentially wipe out life as we know it, most of us are pretty quick to say, you know, I wouldn't do that. So maybe this show can reach into the minds of our audience, help us each question our own empathy and our willingness to follow rules, and maybe fit in a good laugh while we're doing it.
That's The Big Red Button at the Matrix Theater in Detroit. Now let's go to Northville, to the Tipping Point Theater, and they're doing a special play they call Every Brilliant Thing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a one-actor play, Lester, that has some audience participation features. So it's a very different experience. Depression is a major force in our society. This is a reality. And sufferers and the people who love them, though, are often apprehensive about discussing. Well, Every Brilliant Thing goes at this subject with a lot of care, wit, and humor confronting the issue. And even gets into the feelings of suicide, the impact of the sufferer on his and her family. But make no mistake, this play is not a bummer, I promise. Even disease and mental illness has its share of humor, and this play accepts that and uses that to its advantage. I've seen it before, and I can tell you that I came out feeling very up and not down. And also, this play, in some of the performances, uses a male actor, and in some, uses a female actor. And this play will run through February at the Tipping Point in Northville.
Now, to the Williamston Theater near Lansing, we have a premiere of Our Lady of Poison. And I heard this is based on a true story.
Yeah, it's written by Michigan's most prolific playwright, Joe Zettelmeyer. It's set in 1659 Rome. Julia Tofana and her daughter are apothecaries. And for those who don't remember their history, that's pharmacists. And they also happen to be very skilled poisoners, which is not a quality you want in your pharmacist, but it makes for a good story. They run in sort of an infamous underground operation to provide wives with an escape from unhappy marriages. I spoke to Joe this week, and here's what he had to say about this play.
It's a play about this woman and her daughter who created and sold this poison, that they sold it to women who wanted out of marriage at a time in which divorce wasn't really a thing. And it just, especially for a modern environment, even though the play is set so drastically in the past, it really deals with how far this woman was willing to go to create justice in a time that was very unjust for women.
This is based on a true story. Joe told us that he stumbled on it while he was working on a whole other play about a Renaissance fair. And he knew immediately that it would make for a good play, and I think it will.
That's Our Lady of Poison at the Williamston Theater. Now, we've heard about nuclear war, suicide, and poisoning, maybe something a little bit more on the lighter side?
Yes. At the Encore Musical Theater in Dexter, we have a familiar musical and crowd pleaser, Million Dollar Quartet.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. You get ready now, go, don't you? Double my blues.
This is a show that has enjoyed success on Broadway, London, Las Vegas, as a touring show, and more recently in regional theaters around here. It's the story of the one day that Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis all gathered in the offices of Sun Records, where they were all signed. There's an iconic photograph of the four on which the story is based. Nobody was taking notes, but there is tape of the session. And we know what was going on, which was that Cash and Presley were on the verge of bailing out on Sun. Carl Perkins was very angry that Presley recorded his signature song, Blue Suede Shoes. And Lewis was the young upstart who was kind of aggravating Presley and Cash and Perkins. The music is iconic, so if you love the music of the mid-50s and the changes, especially a young Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis were ushering in, this is a great show for you.
And lastly, let's talk about improv.
Yeah, I want to spotlight a theater we've not talked about before, and that is Pointless Brewery and Theater. This is in Ann Arbor on Platte Road. It's in a strip mall, and it's an improv theater which also sells craft beer. As most people know, improv doesn't always land well, so the beer helps when that happens. I have been there a couple of times, though, and I can attest that the beer is good. And the improv has been pretty darn good, too. They have a new show going on right now called Cue This. And the way this works is that the host brings up a volunteer from the audience up to spin a genre wheel.
Hopefully somebody who hasn't had too many beers.
Hopefully, yeah. And whatever it lands on, that will dictate the style of the show that the players have to perform next. So the audience chooses the sound and the lighting cues that the actors have to work with all on the fly. No two shows are the same. And this gets very funny in a hurry. It's a hoot and a very different kind of experience than just going to watch a show, you know, kind of unfold in front of you like the ones we've been talking about. And this show plays at the Pointless Brewery and Theater through February 9th.
All right. You can get details on these and other productions around Michigan by going to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Lester.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.